Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So we see back here in chapter number 12 that this to another faith is given by the same Spirit. That's that supernatural gift of faith that God would endow that individual to do amazing things. Do people do amazing things today? Absolutely. Does God give them the ability to do amazing things? Absolutely. But we're talking about a different level here. Again, some of y'all are looking at me awful. The supernatural gifts that would that God had given to that church, and make it a little clearer to the next one. Kind of goes along with that. The gifts of healing by the same Spirit. You ever heard about faith healers? kind of goes along with the same, in that same verse. There's the gift to another faith by the same Spirit, to another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. By the word, by the way. Ooh. The word for healing here means a complete cure or healing. Does not mean partial. And it was not a process. It was immediate and it was complete. Have a note here. I believe that God is still in the healing business. No doubt about it. God does heal the sick. He still heals the sick, and he will. And I won't have time and even answer the prayer, James chapter number 5. But the supernatural gifts of healing were only temporary till the word of God was completed. As a matter of fact, we could see later in Paul's ministry. At one time he had the gift of healing. But later on in his ministry, as the word of God was being completed, he began to lose. God took away that gift of healing from the Apostle Paul. At any rate, he left Trophimus sick. Others he at Miletus or wherever it was, he said, I left him sick. Well, Paul, why didn't you heal him? You had the ability to heal. Well, he lost that gift of healing. God simply somehow took it away from him as the word of God was being completed. These gifts were being removed, and we're going to learn that in chapter number 13. Let me give you a hint. Look. Turn me chapter, the last, here it is. Verse number 31, chapter number 12. Before he gets into this best gift, but covet earnestly the best gift, and I show you a more excellent way, because Paul knew that they were going to lose these spiritual gifts. They're going to be done away with. So I'm going to show you something much better than these miracles and the supernatural. I'm going to show you the best thing, and that's love. End of chapter number 13. Now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is what? Charity. Or love, and we'll get to that as we get to go. Matter of fact, love will be eternal. When Jesus comes, faith and hope will be done away with. And that's kind of what he's talking about. Let's go a little bit farther. The supernatural gifts of healing were only temporary till the word of God was completed. I wish I could spend some time will allow, about these faith healers today. Let me give you some real healings. In Acts chapter 5, verses 12 through 16, we're not going to read it. Just the shadow of Peter healed people. Peter would walk through the to wherever he's walking, and just his shadow, and people would gather to get just in Peter's shadow. How many faith healers today heal by just walking in their shadow cast? Do you know what they do today? They call big meetings. They call tent meetings. You'll never see Jesus call big tent meeting. You'll never see Peter or any of these people call big tent meetings. Amen, preacher. I could go on and on. I got to quit. I remember in Kenya, Africa, Ernie's here. We were in Kakamega a couple of years, and there was a faith healer, so-called. He came from England, had banners all over the streets in Kakamega, and they were in the park, Ernie. There were thousands and thousands. They had a big stage set up, and I was the only mean. Were you there? But you wasn't there. Well, you were with the kids at home. I was way in the back. I wanted to see what was going on. I'm standing way, and I stood like an Oreo cookie, white in the middle of all the. I stood out in a sea of all these black faces. I'm in Kenya, and that mission, that evangelist saw me out there, and he sent one of his guys to me. And who is this guy? Well, he's a missionary here. Yada yada yada. He wanted me to come open prayer. He's the missionary here. Let him open prayer for this evangelistic healing meeting. He come to me. I said, I'm not getting up there. Why not? I said, I'll tell you what. If he'll go down to Kakamega Hospital was just couple blocks away from that park. I said, if he'll go down there and clear that hospital ward, I said, I'll get up there and praise hallelujah with him. There's a guy, Ernie, I don't know if you remember him or not. He had a piece of plywood. He had four casters, and he didn't have any legs. And he'd go around Cockamamie, and he was there. He was well known in Cockamamie. He would have to get around. He had gloves on his hand where he had wheeled him or not. And he said, I said, if that guy will heal him, I'll get up there. And you know what the guy told me before he went back? He said, they don't have faith to be healed. These people for Peter didn't ask for faith. They just believed. Are you following? I love this one. Acts chapter number 20, 7 through 12. You heard of a guy named Eutychus? Paul's preaching after midnight. You think I preach long. Paul preached all night. And after midnight, Eutychus was in the window. And he fell out of the window. And Eutychus fell and broke his neck. Dead. Paul, talking about disrupting a preaching service. Paul went out there, raised Eutychus to life. And I don't see anybody raising anybody from the dead today. Or cemeteries or funeral homes. Eddie wouldn't have a job, and neither would Ray and you others who work in the funeral home, people raising. I'm just saying these supernatural gifts were done away with. Okay, I could go on. Verse number 10. To another, the working of miracles, the word miracles is that dunamis, that unusual power, not for individual glory, but for the glory of God. God gave some people that ability to work miracles. To another, prophecy. The word prophecy does not mean just forthtelling, but foretelling. Telling the words of God, just saith, thus saith the Lord. In other words, to speak for God, okay? Nah, we'll hit this later on. I got to move. To another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits. Well, in 1 John 4:1, we're now told we're to discern of spirits by studying God's word. Anyway, that's a whole other lesson. Another diverse kind of tongues. This gift allowed a person to speak in a language that was unlearned and foreign to him. It's the word glossa. We get the word glossary. It was not gibberish. It was to be able to speak in foreign lands and places, and they didn't have to go to language school. It's amazing to me, all these people who believe you can speak in tongues, they all have to go to language school to learn that foreign language. I thought you could speak in tongues. Well, they'll tell you it's angelic language. It's something that I got to quit. I'll never finish this. Noel Gilbert, before he became a Baptist, he was here years ago. He was in the Assembly of God type churches. Now, I shouldn't say this because people be listening, but they would teach him how to speak in tongues. He would get in front of a mirror, and the preacher, you have to say that, and he would get in front of a mirror. Noel would tell me, and whatever he'd say, I don't know what they do. But they listen, that's not of God. But when talking about speaking in tongues, it came from God. They would be able to speak. I got to quit. I heard something today for the first time ever in my life. I wrote it down, and Kayla said, Daddy, don't buy it. Remember a little bunny rabbit? I said, this has got to be true. Danny, I check it out. I don't know if it is. You put it in your ear, and it's have you ever heard that? It translates over 140 languages. It's an earbud. You go into Japan, and they speak to you in Japanese, and it speaks to you in English. It translates. I don't know if it's true or not. Does it work? You're a sucker just like me. She told me not to buy. I want the web thing. Let me know if it works. But anyway, she said, how are you going to talk back to them? I said, I'm going to buy them a pair. But back then, you didn't have to do that. That's cool, man. It really is. I want to see that thing, okay? Anyway, and then there's the interpretation of tongues. You didn't need the little thing in your ear. God would give you the interpretation. That's too funny, okay?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.